Hey everybody, this is Justin and welcome to the 70s Big Podcast. In this episode, I interview my friend Brent Kim. His training log is on the site at 70sbig.com/shrugthug. But before we get to that, I want to point out that my Texas Method ebook is available on the site. It's a guide on how to program intermediate style strength training. You can find it on 70sbig.com and click on the store tab at the top. Also, Fit, the book, is coming out, written by Dr. Lon Kilgore, Dr. Michael Hartman, and myself. It's a general fitness book that revolves around being strong and high-intensity conditioning. So visit that fan page at facebook.com/thefitbook. Now, enjoy your podcast. And Brent Kim is finally on the 70s Big Podcast. How you doing, man?
I could be better.
Why?
I don't know. I could be more mobile. I could be more paleo.
What are you?
More than 163 pounds.
What are you doing right now?
I'm sitting in my underwear. I just had a peach, and I'm drinking a protein shake.
Is that peach good?
The peach was. It was on a scale of one being take it, 10 being leave it. It's probably about a 4.
Okay. And how about that protein shake?
It's definitely a 1.
You could take it.
The peach was a 6. I'm sorry, a 6 on the scale. The protein shake was a 10.
Okay, why does a protein shake suck so bad?
Technically, all protein shakes suck.
You don't like protein shakes?
I mean, I can chug them, but like in terms of like how much you enjoy them, I don't know. It's just.
What do you think about my protein chugging ability?
If you've ever seen Justin drink any kind of fluid, particularly a bottled water, he goes through it pretty intensely. It's quite impressive. Your ability to go through that shit's pretty good.
So you're impressed. You see,
you're like Franco Colombo in reverse. Like, he blows shit up by blowing into it, but you, like, you create a vacuum so that it sucks inside out.
See, folks, Brent Kim can be impressed. You just have to know how to do it. So what have you been doing since we got back from Monterey?
Mostly just wanting to fucking kill myself.
Why is that?
Texas fucking blows. It's been like take for example Wichita Falls, which has like the highest streak of 100 degree days ever. Pretty much the same year in Plano.
Okay, so are you legitimately considering moving away from Texas, or are you just going to end up staying there?
The issue would be if I moved, it'd be for physical therapy school, so I could be like Kelly Starr, could be my idol. So if I did move, it'd probably be just to some city in Texas with a PT school, like a program.
Do you think Kelly and I look alike?
I would say a little bit. You are like, Kelly's like the older brother that's like, he's following the family plan, and you're like the black sheep that doesn't fit in, but like, you're still your own man.
Why am I a black sheep?
I think that answers itself. You're fucking just, yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about our trip to Monterey.
What do you want to talk about?
So, we arrived. And why don't you tell everyone what happened when we first saw each other?
I was going to do a weird handshake, but instead, like, something happened where we just basically ran into each other, and, like, my face collided with your chest. And there are people that are, like, looking at us, they were like, what the fuck is going on? They were real perplexed by that scene.
That mom and her daughter were, like, 3 feet from us.
Yeah, they probably, yeah, I'm not going to go there.
Brent has this thing where when he sees an attractive girl, he'll full extension his arm, point, and go, "Who's this?" in a really loud tone. And he did that right before I walked up to Jacob.
She was hot.
Did you talk to her?
I just asked who she was. She didn't answer.
Were you asking her, or were you asking just the room?
I was asking the room.
Did anybody answer?
No one answered.
And then we got in the car, and you were impressed with the weather or unimpressed with the heat in San Jose?
Like everything up until actually getting into Monterey was kind of warm, and for some reason Sipkin decided not to turn on his AC. That was interesting.
We had the windows down, man.
That didn't help much, I don't think.
Brent was also trying to play Call of Duty on his computer while we were driving through California.
Yeah, it didn't work out too well. But I managed to get it working, so we're good now. I played it on the airplane.
How was the training? We trained quite a bit in Monterey.
Yeah, we trained every day that we were in Monterey.
Well, you trained every day. I did not train the day. I did the workshop.
That's a solid point, yeah.
You trained 5 days in a row.
I mean, it's really not that big of a deal.
Okay, the first day, I snatched, and you snatched in clean and jerk.
Yeah.
Because I'm not used to doing the lifts, the Olympic lifts on a regular basis. And then the next day, we benched and squatted.
Yeah.
Could you have...
weighted chin-ups, too.
Oh, yeah. Pull-ups. That fucking belt that Jacob has. Fuck that belt. That belt sucks. Cool. So that's the worst fucking dip belt I've ever seen. Fuck that belt.
Have you told Jacob this?
I don't know. I need to. He'll hear it when he hears this.
Yeah, he's gonna find out.
Jacob, your belt fucking sucks. Throw it in the trash. I would seriously rather use a rope, and I have used a rope before. I'd rather use Saul's stupid-ass nylon thing that he bought at the hardware store.
Is this for weighted chins or to hang yourself? How much the belt?
The belt makes me want to hang myself. And then the next day, you snatched and clean and jerked again.
Yeah.
And I clean and jerked, unimpressively, but I guess it was my.
Well, you hit 150 pretty decent. You hit it twice. It wasn't that bad.
I did what? 150?
Yeah, you hit it twice, though.
I guess that's not too bad, because I was doing one... I've only clean and jerked probably 4 times since last August, and 2 of those times I did 140, so I guess 150's not that bad.
I would say that my presence added 10K to your C&J, but that's...
I would agree with that. I would agree. That's the day that we did bent over rows. We did, like, Penlay rows off the ground.
Yeah, that was our bodybuilding day, actually.
And then we did some curls, and I threatened Saul's life. And,
he liked it, by the way.
And then Briskin was there. He really, really, really wanted to be on film. He actually set the camera up and filmed himself for about 6 minutes.
What was he doing?
Oh, he filmed all of us just talking and stuff. It's uneventful, so I probably won't put it up. But he was so... wanting to do dumbbell curls that I had to upload all the videos to my computer, which took about 15 minutes, and then we filmed that one synchronized dumbbell curl video. That was a pretty sweet training session. All of our training sessions ended up being at least 2 hours, didn't they?
Yeah, they were all shirtless as well.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. And then, of course, we met Nate on this trip. We didn't know Nate before the trip.
Yeah, Nate's excellent.
Nate's a good companion to Brent because he's very similar in that he...
Go ahead.
Well, no, I don't think you guys are similar because you can walk in a room and talk in front of people and not give a fuck. Nate will be weirded out, and if you tell him when the last time... No, if you ask him the last time that he got his dick sucked, he gets really awkward.
That's nothing to be awkward about.
And you can walk in a room. Remember we got off the plane in Denver and we were on that bus to go to the rental car place? And there were 4 girls around us, and you were talking in a really loud voice and being real obnoxious and belligerent.
How was I being obnoxious?
I don't know about obnoxious, but you were definitely belligerent, especially towards me.
I wasn't being belligerent. You said something about my sexuality, and I was like, you know I'm a virgin, right? you got real embarrassed and pushed the sunglasses back over your face, because like there's an old couple across from us.
Oh, yeah. See, the thing about Brent is that...
I'm like an autistic kid that doesn't have a grasp of social concepts of what's appropriate.
No, it's weird. I guess like when you're around the group, you'll be loud and overbearing, have an overbearing personality in front of people, and then apparently when you're on your own, you won't even talk to the girl.
Start. Yeah, that's normal. That's completely normal.
I mean, I put on a show when I'm around you guys too, and especially you, because I like trying to make you laugh or have you say funny things, but. But you go over the top. You cuss. That we were walking through the woods and that lady was doing arts and crafts on the picnic table when we were in Big Sur. And you go, oh yeah, this picnic table adds a lot to the scenery. Oh, I remember. The thing about you is that you remember these little minute details about our conversations. And you'll remember them 8 months later. And I'll remember
something to me.
I'll remember the instance, but I won't remember the particulars. And you always remember... These little minute... You remember all this minutia bullshit, but it makes for a good story a long time later.
It's not minutia, because it fucking means something to me.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry the details of our friendship matter. Why don't you get fucked?
Okay, so Saturday we did the workshop, and you didn't stick around. I can't say I was surprised by that. The first time... When I did that one workshop in DFW, You came because you had been living down in Plano, and it was near Plano. You came in there, and then you just fucking left and got like a sandwich.
What the fuck was I supposed to do there?
But this time you were hanging out with everybody. You're hanging out with Briskin. Didn't you guys watch cat videos on YouTube for half an hour?
Yeah, we actually played some StarCraft. Yeah, they coached me to the Gold League in StarCraft.
In 1v1.
We played Call of Duty with Briskin, and then we got sidetracked on the Mist forums and bodybuilding.com, which is where the cat driven was.
People want to know why you didn't drink any beer at Central Texas Barbecue.
Because I don't fucking drink alcohol. It's a hepatotoxin.
It's a what?
It's a hepatotoxin.
And you don't want that in your body?
Well, I mean, like, it kills your liver. It also reduces testosterone.
It's a valid point. I'm sure there are some people that want to know if you engage in any kind of mind-altering substances.
Would StarCraft be considered mind-altering?
I would say so. You know, I was thinking about this, the StarCraft. The other night I was playing, you and I were playing, and I got done, and I got on to check the Facebook fan page, the 70s Big website, and my email, and I was mousing over things real fast and clicking, trying to keep my APM high, and I realized, what the fuck am I doing? And if someone plays this game for, like, 8 hours a day, there's no way that they don't have crazy cortisol levels. You're gonna have, like, they would have to, like, those professional Koreans that are over 250 APM, they would have to have relaxation techniques throughout the day just to bring their fucking hormone levels back to normal.
I guess that's what the internet porn is for.
Porn?
Yeah.
You're saying that porn is relaxing?
For them, wouldn't it be? Or are you saying that it's not relaxing?
Oh, you're saying that porn is relatively relaxing to a 250-plus APM StarCraft player?
Well, if we're talking about relaxation therapy, wouldn't them just be, like, going and have a wank, as Tom would say? Like... Wouldn't that be their vacation from StarCraft?
Okay, you're saying it's all relative, then.
Are we saying right now that masturbation does not relax someone?
I would say that it heightens, it stimulates.
So like, it adds to their cortisol?
Just because you feel tired afterwards doesn't mean it was relaxing.
It just seems like it'd be... Well, I'm just having trouble believing that masturbation or sex would add cortisol.
No, but we're not talking about sex. We're talking about masturbatory activity.
So
anyway, we went to Central Texas Barbecue that night. Did you like that barbecue?
It was pretty good, yeah, I liked it.
I liked it too, and then why don't you talk about the car ride after that, because I can't.
Justin was obnoxiously drunk.
I wasn't obnoxiously drunk. I was obnoxious because we had two 19-year-olds next to me that thought I was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, everything that you did, they were laughing at.
And what was the... You guys told me, I actually forgot about this one part, but what was the part that you reminded me of the next day? I said something like...
We were driving on this fucking narrow-ass creepy road, and there was another car. It was like it was two lanes, and they were both really, like, narrow, and another car was coming on the other lane, and you're like, oh god, we're gonna die. And, like, it passed by us, and you're like, I'm surprised that we, like, survived that.
I guess it's not so funny when he retells it, huh?
I think it's funny right now.
And then the next day... We pressed and deadlifted.
Yeah, that wasn't such a good workout for me.
Well, I wouldn't say, would you say, which workout was better, the bench squat or the press deadlift workout?
Probably the best one was the bench squat.
Between those two or the best one, period?
Probably best one, period.
Why?
Because those are both volume PRs for me.
Well, we pressed, we both didn't do well on deadlift. You primarily because you had trained the 4 days prior, most of which were pulling. Why did you hate Big Sur so much?
Because sightseeing is for fucking pussy virgin Mormons, that's why.
Okay. I don't have a response to that. What is it specifically about sightseeing that you hate the most? Is it just seeing sights?
It's just fucking who gives a shit about trees, dude, seriously.
When we got out and we went across that bridge, across that little stream, that river, you didn't think that was cool?
Not as cool as about 5 games of 2v2 on StarCraft would have been.
And what about when we were near those rocks? Remember when I jumped off the rock onto the little landing? You didn't think that was cool?
Rocks, those are real exciting, yeah.
That was a pretty stream. What about the redwood we took a picture in front of?
Oh, you mean the bark?
I mean, that tree was the biggest tree you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, that tree was real fascinating.
It's safe to assume that you would have rather been playing StarCraft the whole time?
I would have, absolutely rather been playing StarCraft.
What was the worst part about that whole trip?
Having to go back home.
I'd agree with that. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you could take it, 10 being you could leave it, what do you think about Athena?
Athena's definitely a one.
Athena's, Jacob's roommate, his name's Bill, his dog Athena would come in and sleep with Brent in the morning.
Yeah, she would hog the bed too.
Some people might want to know, are you legitimately interested in killing yourself?
Not at all.
Do you think that knowing that you aren't actually wanting to kill yourself is going to be debilitating for your blog?
If it is, I don't really give a shit.
Okay, let's define the difference between big and fat tits because we started talking about this in Monterey and I don't think I have a clear understanding yet.
Tits are big, even though all big tits are fat.
Okay, so there are distinguishing factors that make big tits fat tits.
That's correct.
You said one of them is that they droop or hang?
I mean, some droopage is allowed, but it's not like obscene droopage. Like,
Well, is droopage necessary to have fat tits?
I mean, I would say that being natural would be necessary to have fat tits, so in that case, some droopage would probably be like necessary.
Okay, what are the quantifying factors? Is there a cup size requirement?
Not really, because as you mentioned, some girls, well, like it's a relative thing. Like,
Boobs look different on different sized girls, is what you're saying, right?
does this really go into the site? Do you know have any feminists are going to be offended by this?
There probably are no feminists downloading this. If you want it to be on the site, I will. Or it can be an extra. It can say distinction, fat tits, big tits. It'd probably be the most downloaded one. I choked. You made me choke. Okay, so there's a little bit of droopage. Is
They
it
need a jiggle.
okay? So fat tits have to be natural tits, and you want them to jiggle. You mean just
No,
when
I get that. That's
you?
different from bouncing. Jiggling would be it's the Katy Perry movement, like whenever she walks or you jiggle.
Katy Perry has a jiggle when she walks.
Yeah, like when she does any movement, technically, her shit jiggles, like Jell-O. That
Okay,
would
so.
be criteria for fat tits, yeah.
Okay. Is that about it, or.
I mean, this is still like we're still working on defining this, so the criteria haven't been established yet. Okay.
Okay, Brent, why don't you talk about your program?
What do you want me to talk about?
Let the people know about your program.
You're asking for a definition for something that can't be defined.
It was at this point that I lost internet connection, and that ended the interview with Brent. I hope you enjoyed the interview up to this point, and have a delightful day.